Good day. My name is Grant Patterson, and we welcome you to an interview with a board member from Holy Family Home, Don Selinsky. Welcome to CJNU.
Thank you, Grant.
We're enjoying our association for the month with Holy Family. What got you involved with Holy Family as a board member?
Well, that's interesting. If I look back a couple of decades ago, I had a good friend of mine, Chief Justice Huack, who had given me a call and said, would you be interested in volunteering on the board? Would you like to put your name forward? I thought that would be something I would like to do because I valued the work that the sisters were doing at Holy Family. And I thought it'd be interesting to get involved into the community.
Through that period of time, a lot of things have changed. You, as a board, obviously came to the conclusion you needed to do an expansion program and a remodeling, updating of some of your facility. A lot of work involved in that?
Yes, there is. I mean, over the years, as I said, a couple of decades ago, we were looking at the governance issues really had to be dealt with as far as Holy Family. So that took up a lot of time and development. And then it moved on to looking at rebuilding and renovating. And back in 2007, there was a discussion around how is that going to happen. Unfortunately, in 2011, we, with the cooperation of the government of the day and the WRHA, we embarked on this project of the renovation of Holy Family with this addition of this new building site that's incorporated into the original site.
For our listeners, your site is at Redwood and Main, between Main Street and the river. You're decommissioning part of the building that has gotten past its best before date, and in essence, only adding 41 beds, but changing over 200.
Yes, we are. We're adding an addition of 157 beds in a new structure.
Mm-hmm.
The older structure on Main Street, as you said, will be decommissioned or be repurposed. We're not certain on where that's going to go at this point, but we do need to move into a building that has the codes and the standards that are present day, and we'll be hopefully doing that in the spring of 2019.
Yeah, higher level of privacy, more single rooms, as I'm understanding, too.
Yes, individual private washrooms,
yeah.
Better spaces, larger spaces.
And in the end result, you'll be the second largest personal care home in the province.
Yes, we will.
That's amazing. Now, how do you garner community support? What is it that you do to involve your community?
Well, the community, the Christian community, the parishes are all involved in volunteering on a regular basis, mm-hmm. daily basis in many cases, where they are portering residents, where they're coming in fundraising, assisting with feeding. Families are involved, trying to assist the residents that are there. The community also rallies around this project, hopefully trying to raise the funds that are our contribution to this major project, and we're still involved in that campaign, trying to raise the balance of the funds that we've started to. Our portion or our goal was a $10 million goal mm-hmm. at the beginning, and at this point in time, we're at $8 million, so we're still short a couple of million that we're working on, and hopefully we'll reach that goal.
Well, you've selected a piece of music, Long and Winding Road.
The long and winding road. Disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy rain washed away.
We're back with Don Selinsky from Holy Family Home talking about what Board of Directors does and how the home has been fundraising towards a massive expansion, really redoing the riverbank in many senses. You're fortunate in your location that the back end of your building is right on the Red River, but it's a beautiful site right at Redwood in Maine. Don, what causes you to stay involved? You've been around for a decade or more. Do you feel yourself wearing out or revving up?
Well, I'm not wearing out. I'm feeling quite confident that we'll see this project through to the end, and I think that's what's kept me involved, is the support around the sisters, and I feel part of that team. Mm-hmm. And it's really helps us keep together and work together towards that goal. And as you said, the spot is a beautiful spot. It's on the river. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're supporting friends of mine that have parents in the home, different colleagues that have looked for a place, yep, for their parents. And as you know, at that time, it's quite a critical time for all families. And Holy Family Home is one of the better places in the city that offers a scenic view of the parks and mm-hmm. the river, and definitely the service that they're looking for.
Wonderful. Now, if we want more information regarding Holy Family, where might we phone?
You could go to our website on the internet, holyfamily.mb.ca, mm-hmm. and there you'll find all our contact information, but I'll give you the phone number as well, which is 204-589-7381. We are always looking for volunteers to help and porter and work with the residents. They all appreciate it. Through our foundational arm, DuBove, we are still looking for a lot of financial support. It would be great to involve a lot more members of the community that could support this great cause.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Don Selinsky, for your time.
Thank you, Grant.